That's traffic on 95.5 KLOS. Now back to the Heidi and Frank Show.
Tomorrow at this time, Jim Brewer, comedian, is going to be joining us in the studio. But right now, Matt Eisenman, friend of the show, host of the obstacle course competition series American Ninja Warrior.
Hi, guys.
Get that handsome man
What's
in
up?
Here.
How are you?
Pretty good, man. Good
Frank,
to see you again.
You look fitter every time I see you.
I know, huh?
Heidi, you look great, too.
What?
I realized as I said that. What a jerk.
We felt like the Bachelorettes last night. You came straight to me.
Why do you do that? You get to leave. I have to deal.
I know, right? Now his ego's going to be stroked.
Actually, you look like you've lost some weight.
Well, I'm trying. You know, every time I do this show, every time I'm like, oh my God, these guys are so fit. It's annoying. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get in shape. This is the year.
What is the motivation?
Well, to be like, you just sit around fit people who are like, I'm drinking kale smoothies and I can do 100 pull-ups. And I'm like, I have McDonald's coffee. And so I'm like, no, I'm going to do
it. And McGriddle on the way
in. I used to be an athlete. I'm like, I'll do this. And then inevitably, I do a pull-up. I'm like, screw this. All I have to do is talk. I don't have to work out.
Now, when you go out to a bar after you feel good about yourself, you've been working out for several months and you go to a bar and you order a beer to make everyone else like feel bad. You might not drink the beer, but you hold it. And be like, yeah, I can drink beer. Look how I look.
Yeah,
I
don't have beer exactly. Totally.
If you were going to order a beer just to look cool, what kind of beer would it be?
Oh, to look cool?
Yeah.
Because normally cool beer. I'll order like a Coors Light because I'm from Colorado and I like piss water. I do. Everyone who drinks Guinness and all these stouts and IPAs, to me, those things are like meals in a cup.
Yeah,
I don't
too
like
heavy.
That.
Too heavy.
Mm-hmm. So or a Stella sounds cool because it's got the gold rim glass.
Yeah.
Real gold. I'm rich. That's what I'll do.
It's got the stem on it too.
By the way, I come here, you're a security guard. Has the best voice.
George, yes.
Yeah, when he comes on, he's like, security. And I'm like, oh, hi, it's Matt Eisenman. I'm here for Heidi and Frank. He's like, well, come on in, Matt. We'll talk.
I know. Wow. You just hear him and you go, that guy has an enormous penis.
Yes.
Right. I don't know if he does.
Unfortunately, that is exactly what I thought, too.
Your brain just goes there naturally.
I didn't have to hear his voice and I thought that.
Oh, well, I got you.
He doesn't need a weapon. He just whips that thing out. I'm not coming in.
So American Ninja Warrior starts again on Monday.
Yes, Monday. We're very excited. It's hoping, last year with Mighty Casey, the little girl who crushed the course, a lot of people discovered it. So hopefully Monday night, everyone will be tuning back in. It's been amazing watching how since last year we had 10 times the number of submissions. So the amount of people wanting to get on the course, the quality of the athletes coming out, it's been insane. And the courses are so hard. We keep making them hard. No one's won, and we're like, let's ramp up the difficulty
even
more.
Which you wouldn't even have to do.
We wouldn't have to.
No.
But
is
it's
there
cool.
What is new about this course that
it's
we haven't
just,
seen?
Well, every year it's new obstacles. So, it's hard to even describe.
You have to like hook on to something with your eyelids. Yeah,
totally, literally, it is. You flap your eyelids very hard and fly. It's just these insane obstacles we come up with, and but watching them get through it, and we've got the women coming out this year are the fittest women I have ever seen. Like you watch their videos. And they do pull-ups, like weighted pull-ups. Jeez. Like it's like they've got a small child or Sammy between their legs just doing pull-ups, like rah! Buff. Fit and they all have lives.
You mentioned Casey. She was the first woman to ever make it up that wall
up
the
warped wall, and then that's the sixth obstacle, and then we had four more for the city finals. She got through all of those. She like one of only seven people who did it. Guys weren't able to do it, and this 5 foot tall, 95 pound badass crushed it.
And the American Ninja Warrior it's a sport. I mean, these people commit their lives to it. I mean, you do background stories about people and they have in their homes and in their backyards
the
obstacles.
Yeah.
And now their kids are doing it, come for dinner, kids, and they're fingertip climbing down the wall.
It's incredible. It's one of the few shows I think families like it because kids watch it and instead of becoming fat asses, they actually get off their asses and exercise. And
anybody can do it. I mean, this Casey girl, she's five feet tall,
95 pounds.
95 pounds.
And last year we had a 52-year-old guy who's grandfather. He got through the course as well. So you see people from all walks of life. And again, my co-host on the show is Akbar Bajabiamila, who's 6'6", 260, former NFL guy. You look at him, you're like, I'm not going to play in the NFL. That guy's a physical freak. But you see Casey or you see this 52-year-old guy, and you're like,
you get inspired.
Yeah. It was like we had Frank. He was going to come out. And then Mysterio. miraculously something comes up so he can't go on the course.
I went shark diving that day.
not as fit as you say he looks, I guess.
Right? Yeah, he didn't want to be called out. It's humiliating.
It is humiliating.
We have these Olympic gold medalists come out and they go out on the very first obstacle and you're like, well, give me that medal back, you loser.
Oh, I know.
And you see the guys who like you mentioned your co-host, who's just these monsters of men who, you got to lift your own body weight. As far as being an athlete, these guys, these American Ninja Warriors, are the contestants are the truest athletes you're probably going to see on television right now.
But what's
all around
heartbreaking is when you do the backstory and it's like, this is what they've been training for. This is what they've been doing. They spent their whole life eating right. And then it's like,
splash.
Oh, and you're like, no. And you just want to go, let him start again.
Your whole life has been a waste.
Oh,
it's
my God.
Over.
Let him start again.
Let's watch it again in slow motion. Here's that dream falling. Here it is being crushed.
Oh, no, it's torture.
Here's another obstacle to a gun at the end.
I feel bad because then, we have to be the ones.
And there's nothing you can say. Like, hey, we'll get him. You know, next time.
Right. No, that's why I'm glad we're up in the tower. We've got the sideline reporter, the girl who has to go up and be like, so what went wrong?
Oh, what went wrong? My stupid
gravity.
Foot.
Here's your sister who donated her kidney to you. Now tell her why you didn't get through the course. Go ahead, crush her dreams.
Oh, Matt Eisman's with us, awful. Host of American Ninja Warriors, going to be on Monday, NBC at 8 p.m. And you're going to be doing a military episode in Long Beach on June 4th and 5th. Is this going to be like branch against branch pride?
No. It really is just we've always had military people come out, and we've gotten a lot of support from the military. We're big fans of anyone who protects and serves, and we thought our show is pretty patriotic, and we thought, why not have an episode where we just really honor all the people in the military who serve us? So it's going to be anybody who is active duty or honorably discharged, and they'll be coming out attacking the course. We're going to be doing it in front of the USS Iowa. So it's going to be awesome. We've got some crazy
stories. You have
those
guys come out with those gazelle legs, and he's just climbing out like he's amazing, but he doesn't even have legs, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, we...
And you're like, have legs!
Well, he's kind of cheating because he's automatically lighter with no legs.
We already had a military guy come out who'd lost his leg, IED, and he'd lost it above the knee, which when you lose the knee joint, you really compromise mobility. So he comes out with his prosthetic leg on the starting line, and this is a little spoiler alert, he takes the leg off and then goes through the course. He didn't finish, but the fact that this guy goes with one leg and gets through some obstacles, it was one of the baddest ass moments.
Were people tears in the stands?
Yeah, and you're just like, I was sitting there going, what is he doing? He's taking the leg off. At first I was like, maybe he's just going to show us he doesn't have it. Then he just left it there, puts his arms up and just goes through it. And you're like, wow, this... And then, like, I was
so inspirational.
I was complaining to Sammy, like, I don't think I slept well. My neck is kind of sore. I was thinking about not coming in this morning. Like, oh, God, I'm awful.
And then
I'm
you think
awful.
Of that guy, and you're like, all right, I'm on my way.
Yeah.
Now, is the first obstacle always the same?
It's always the quintuple angles? Steps, yeah.
So he did that with one leg.
Wing, yeah.
Wing.
Yeah.
Oh, my. No way. I can't even do that right now.
Yes.
I almost hurt myself.
He did. He almost tripped over the headphone cord.
ACL.
Now you see why he didn't come down to Venice.
You're absolutely right. No, it's amazing, and it'll be cool. You know, what's part of the fun of the show is getting to tell the stories and getting to know these people and the unbelievable sacrifices these people make to work out and find time whilst, you know,
families.
Yeah, they're
jobs.
Not professionals at this. They have to have jobs. They have to have lives and take care of their kids. And somehow they find time to train.
Incredible.
And again, make me feel lazy as I drink my vanilla flavored latte.
What do you think about the new rules in the NFL? How they're moving back the...
I like it. You know, because it is one of those things where the extra point, I think adding the drama and putting the pressure on the kicker and just the fact of seeing these 300-pound men turn around when the kicker shanks an extra point now going, you son of a... You just cost us the chance at the Super Bowl. I think anything... Look, everything the NFL does has been gold. The 800-pound gorilla.
They should have the kicker, instead of just being able to take one step and be able to go kick it, he has to go through that first obstacle.
Right!
He
should be a ninja, right?
Well, kick it. He's got to get across that.
We actually have John Ryan, the punter for the Seattle Seahawks. He comes out and competes this season.
So he's trying to prove that all punters are pussies?
I'm glad you said it. Punters are people, too.
Matt Eisman, thank you for coming in. Always fun having you.
Guys.
Be sure and watch American Ninja Warrior. It premieres Monday. The 25th on NBC at 8 p.m. And if you want to go out and watch the taping down in Long Beach on June 4th and 5th, go out there and support our military boys who want to see if they can make it through the obstacle. All right, we're coming right back. We're Heidi and Frank.
Back to more of the Heidi and Frank Show next on the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.